Hey, John Mayfield, the real estate tech guy for Easy Sales Meetings, and thank you so much for joining me for another monthly sales meeting. Now, if you are a broker or manager, team leader, well, you can download the instructions right below. If you're just watching this on your own as a salesperson, well, you have some downloadable documents or a downloadable document, I should say, right below as well if you want to print that out and go along, or if you have a notepad and some paper, that will be good as well if you're watching this from home. Well, I thought it would be great for us to talk about value. What's the value that your team or your company brings to the transaction? It's a good question for us to ask because we really need to know what our worth is. You know, in light of the NAR lawsuit settlement, everyone's Monday morning quarterbacking, there's kind of been one theme that I've heard from many people. In fact, I read it today on the NAR Hub website, and that's about value. What is the value that you or your company or your team brings to the transaction? And of course, with every meeting, I love to have a learning objective. And the learning objective for this specific meeting is to help your agents and team members be able to identify and articulate, that's the key word there, I think, their unique value proposition. UVP, we've all heard about the unique value proposition, but what is the value that you bring to customers and clients in the real estate transaction? Now, we are going to also look at what I term the value framework, which is an acronym that we will close the meeting out with that I think is an easy way to remind you of what you need to be doing through each and every transaction with all of the consumers that you come in contact with. Well, there are a couple of interesting books, many books out there on value, and there are two books that I want us to look at. The first one is entitled Blue Ocean Strategy. If you've never read the book, it's a great book and talks about many, many stories, but one specific story in particular that we are going to look at is Cirque du Soleil, who really revolutionized the circus industry by eliminating many aspects of the traditional circus that had become less appealing over time. In fact, it's very interesting. Cirque du Soleil actually got rid of animals and used more performers and acrobatics and entertainment and theatrics to create this whole circus for grown-ups that had never been created. Very interesting story. And I've got some questions regarding that specific story that you will take a look at. The second book we will focus on is the book by Tony Hsieh, the late Tony Hsieh, who built Zappos, and he wrote a book entitled Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion, and Purpose. And it's interesting in this book how Zappos actually took customer service to a whole different level. And I have to tell you very quickly, I remember my daughter had purchased a pair of house slippers for me as a gift, and they did not have the backs on them. I've always been a house slipper guy that I just like the back to a shoe, okay? I've never been able to wear flip-flops or some of those other types of shoes without the backside. And so I sent them back. It was very crazy because I got this set of house slippers back that I had repicked out the very next day. And I hadn't even sent the first pair of house slippers back. Well, long story short, my house slippers go back and forth to Zappos because I couldn't find the right pair that I liked. And they were either too small or too big. And finally, I remember calling, and I felt so terrible. It must have been the fifth or sixth pair. And they kept shipping these out like every day. And the guy goes, "Oh, John, the house slipper guy." And he kind of laughed and I laughed. And, you know, when I got off the phone, I had this great experience with customer support. He wasn't angry. He wanted to find the right pair of house shoes for me or house slippers for me. And we did. But I'll never forget that. And I tell you what, my wife and I have bought a lot of products from Zappos. Why? Because we had a great customer experience. Now, yesterday, my automobile, I took it in to have a wheel fixed on the tire. I had purchased insurance, spent like $2,100 for this insurance in case I scraped my wheels against a curb. And yes, lo and behold, I scraped one of my wheels. When I get there, they inform me that the insurance I purchased does not cover scrapes. It only covers the wheel if I go across a bump and crack the wheel. I told the gentleman, I said, the manager, I said, that's not the script your salesperson used or the man in the finance department used. In fact, I still remember his script. He said, John, if you don't take any of these coverages, you definitely want to take the wheel coverage, because I guarantee you with the low profile wheel, you're going to scrape that wheel on a curb and you just bring it in and we'll take care of it. I remember that script and I said, okay, let's do it. And then yesterday, they don't want to cover it. Now, here's why I'm telling you this story. We're talking about customer service, and we're going to really get into our teams about how we can do something different through our company or team to make sure that we bring value to the transaction. The manager tells me it's not covered. Well, I finally gave up, and I said, okay, how much is it to fix the wheel? He says, probably about $150, maybe a little less than that. Now, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, $150? You could have said to me, because I was very upset, and I told him I was going to give them a bad review because I've had horrible customer service from this dealership. He could have said to me, here's what I'll do for you. I'll take care of the wheel this time, but here's the contract you signed, and we can't take care of scratches moving forward. He had to bring the contract out and show me where I signed and that it was not checked for cosmetic damage. But do you see how going just a little extra could have really made me feel much better? That's what we want to talk about today, is through either the Blue Ocean Strategy story or the Zappos story. What is it that we can do to either change our industry to do something different or provide the service that customers will be long-term relationships? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get into groups. Now, there will be two teams. If you are in a larger office, you may have several number one teams. And by the way, team number one, you are assigned Blue Ocean Strategy. Team number two, you are assigned Zappos. Hopefully you've printed out the handouts. They have all the questions regarding their assignments and what to do. And I want to remind you, there are no wrong answers, okay? We're trying to really think outside the box, dive deep into what we can do to change our strategy, or as Emeril will say, crank it up a notch to either be different in our marketplaces or provide customer service that is just off the chart, okay? So again, I want to remind you that you'll be in groups of four or five. If you're in a larger office, you may have multiple team ones. I really don't want you to have more than five people in a group. So try to keep the groups in three, four, five people. And then team number one, you will work on Blue Ocean Strategy. There are some questions there for you. And if you are assigned team number two, you will work on the Zappo questions, okay? Now, broker managers, team leaders, you use as much time as you need, 10, 15 minutes, to allow the teams to really get creative and think about some things that they could incorporate to the questions that are being posed to them. And then after that 10 or 15 minute time period, I want you to have each group discuss and talk about some of their strategies and answers they came up with. If you have a flip chart, be sure and write those items down on your flip chart, because these could be instrumental in moving forward and to implement into your organization to provide those value-added services consumers will be looking for. Now, if you are watching this at home and you are not at the office, well, you and I are going to go through some of the items here. When you finish the debrief as your offices, you can come back and pick up at this point or fast forward and move on over to the acronym and the closing portion of this meeting. So if you'd like to pause the video now, you can do so. And for those of you in smaller offices, or if you're watching at home, well, we will continue on right now. So we're going to talk about some questions that I'm posing to the groups. And I just want to go over some of these questions with you, and we'll take a look at them together. And question number one is, I wanted the groups to identify what can be eliminated in our transaction that might not provide any value in the current real estate transaction. So can you think about any items that need to be eliminated? What are some things that that you could think about right now that we're utilizing in the transaction that could be possibly eliminated? Is there anything that's stressful, unnecessary, outdated? I mean, many, I was thinking about this, many of you already, or I know agents who will go out and preview homes in advance for buyers, sometimes even do a FaceTime video. Now, we want to always acknowledge and make sure that we have permission to shoot video and don't do anything outside the company policy or the instructions for that specific home. And if you do plan to go and take video, I would encourage you to let the listing agent or listing company know that, hey, I'm previewing this for a client, or we're going to actually do a FaceTime walkthrough if that's permissible. However, maybe it's outdated that we go out and show 20 or 30 houses, you know, maybe you're not showing that many houses, but I got my real estate license in 1978 at the age of 18. And we actually did go out and show lots of properties without phones or video or photography. And that may be something that consumers may be looking for today as an added value feature. I mean, maybe we could say it's outdated to take people out and look at six or seven houses when we could go and do the FaceTime or the video tours in advance for them. And again, I know many agents already do that. Some agents are already doing that, and I commend you for that. But are there any other items that you and I could do? You know, is there an excessive amount of paperwork we could get rid of? Is there a lack of communication on our part? What are some traditional ways that might be outdated? So that's question number one. And you can think about some of these on your own as well. The second question I posed to those in groups for team number one, Cirque du Soleil, is that how can we rise above the industry standard as a real estate company or team? Now, if you want to pause the video, if you're in a small office and you want to talk about that, you can do that. If you want to pause the video, if you're sitting at home, I encourage you to think about that. How can we rise above the industry standard as a real estate company or team? You know, is there a way we could enhance the client experience through better use of technology, through more personalized services, through offering unique market insights? I bet there are. We just need to think about that. We need to figure out what is it that we could do differently. You know, as I prepared this meeting, I thought about Uber. And how many of you thought, boy, that was a great concept. I should have thought of that. Or even something as crazy as the Walmart that's now delivering groceries to our front door. My wife and I almost use that service exclusively. And it's funny, when I do go in Walmart, I almost get run over by these huge carts where they're shopping for other customers. But is there something we can do that can rise us above the industry standard? And actually, the third question I posed really gets back to some of these items I've already talked about. But what can we do as a real estate industry that's never been offered in the home buying or selling transaction? I mean, I think if the National Association of Realtors really wants to solidify our unique value proposition as an association or industry, we ought to think about having the same day home closing. Now, you're probably laughing at me, but the technology's there. Sure, inspections, we might have to figure that out, but the appraisal process, that's already there for banks. The title industry, that can happen. It's all electronically. We're doing DocuSign. Why couldn't we have a same-day closing for buyers and sellers? And by the way, I sold real estate for years where the buyer did not receive possession to the property for 30 days. I think if a buyer could go out and home shop today and write a contract and close on their home today, they might be willing to wait 7 days or 14 days for possession. But what could we do that's not being offered in our industry today? And again, remember, there's no right or wrong answers. You could be thinking that I'm a total nutcase, but I'm here to tell you someday, soon, we will have a same-day closing process, just like you buy a car in the housing industry. That would revolutionize and turn our industry totally upside down. And then finally, what items can we lessen or reduce in the transaction? Well, think about some of those items and how they could apply in our industry. Now, that was Team One's assignment, and hopefully it has your brain kind of turning and thinking about some of the ways that in the Cirque du Soleil had upturned the whole circus industry. We might do the same thing in the real estate industry. Now, Team Two looked at Zappos, and it was all about customer service. And questions I had for them is, how can we personalize the experience for the consumer in the real estate transaction? You know, there's lots of things we can do in that regards. My second question was, provide unexpected value for our customers and clients. Zappos surprised customers with upgraded shipping or personal notes. They even had fun when they were handling complaints or customer support issues. And what are ways we can be more accessible and transparent? The fourth question I posed was, are there ways we can build a community with our clients and customers? And finally, I asked Team 2 this question. What are some examples of how we can focus and foster long-term relationships with our clients and customers? Kind of an interesting concept that Zappos came up with, and It's something many organizations strive and do a great job at. But yesterday, in my story I told you, that dealership really needs to think about long-term clients and relationships. To me, they're just focused on how can we make an extra $100. Well, as teams come back in to rejoin us with this part of the sales meeting, I hope you came up with some great ideas with your results and shared those across your team. And I hope you will incorporate some of those items that were shared, because I'm telling you what, you can revolutionize and, you know, turn upside down the real estate industry in your marketplace by some of these suggestions and ideas that came up today. Well, I want to close the meeting with just a quick acronym for value. And an acronym, as you know, is when we take a word and each letter will represent a phrase or another word that will help us easily remember value in our daily lives as we practice real estate. And so the first letter, V, stands for visualize the client's dream. We need to begin each client relationship by understanding our client's aspirations, fears, and unique circumstances. This means asking probing questions and actively listening to their responses to truly comprehend what they envision for their future home or the sale of their current property. And the A is all about advice. In fact, I like the phrase, advise with expertise. Leverage your market knowledge and your expertise on what's going on in the marketplace. You really need to be able to provide data-driven advice, market analysis, and strategic recommendations that align with their goals. The L stands for leveraging technology. Now, it could be more than leveraging technology. It could be leveraging marketing or communication. There's lots of things that we could add to the L, but we need to leverage technology and use the latest real estate technologies to enhance the entire client experience. There are so many great tools today, and with AI and data-driven analysis tools for market insights, that we can make this whole transaction so mind-boggling and so smooth, but you've got to be able to leverage technology. Now, the U is all about unite personal touch with professionalism. Blend professionalism expertise with personalized service. Remember the small details, the personal touch. You know, I would have remembered and appreciated so much that manager yesterday saying, John, here's the contract you signed, and I apologize, but here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to go ahead and fix your rim today, and I'm not going to charge you anything. But in the future, when you come in for a scuff, unfortunately, it's not covered under your insurance policy. Now, I don't know how much money they would have had to have paid their worker. I think maybe he worked on it 45 minutes or an hour. But to me, I didn't get a personalized touch in that scenario or situation. To me, I felt like I was thrown under the bus. But how can you give a personal touch combined with professional conduct that would build trust and loyalty? This dealership, they have a three rating on Google reviews. And I told him that. I said, I understand now why you have a three rating. And when I get through giving you a rating of a one, it may drop down in the twos. That is not taking care of customer service. That professional conduct brought no loyalty or trust to me in that transaction. Sometimes it's the little things that we do that can really take us a long way. And I want you to know, I've had my real estate license since 1978, at the age of 18. My mother and I sometimes had to spend some money to keep our clients and customers happy. But it's 46 years later, and I'm still practicing real estate in the same community that I did back in 1978. And I tell you that not to brag, but just to say my clients and customers, they trust me. They know I'm loyal to them, and they will give me their business, and they will recommend their friend's business to me because of that. So how can we unite personal touch with professionalism? And finally, the E is all about exceed expectations. Strive to meet and exceed your clients' expectations at every turn. I saw that with Zappos. I could have seen that yesterday. You've got to figure out how to find creative solutions to roadblocks or simply supporting them through stressful moments. Always aim to provide a level of service that leaves a lasting impression. So don't forget the acronym for VALUE. The VALUE framework can help you ensure you are providing comprehensive, thoughtful service that underscores your value in every transaction. It's about creating a memorable experience for your client that goes beyond the sale, fostering long-term relationships, and building a reputation that attracts more business through referrals and repeat clients. Well, I think it's been a great meeting, and hopefully you've gotten some good ideas, and it's stimulated your thought process to figure out, what can I do to bring value to the transaction, to ensure that I'm growing my own business as a real estate professional, or my company's business through the value that we are providing. And I'm sure you came up with some great ideas. Be sure and make a list of those that you and your team agree that you want to incorporate moving forward, and incorporate those into your strategy and your marketing plan for your organization. Well, I always love to close with a couple of quotes, and I thought it would be good to close with quotes from the books that we have been looking at here. And so in Blue Strategy, there is an interesting quote that I thought we should share. The only way to beat the competition is to stop trying to beat the competition. Think about that for a moment. And from Tony's book, the late Tony Hsieh's book on delivering happiness, the best businesses are really ones that can combine passion, profits, and purpose. And I think that is so true. Now, don't forget, if you want to write down some of the key takeaways your office came up with to incorporate into your company's strategic plan moving forward, I would encourage you to do that right now. Otherwise, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me for this meeting. I hope it was helpful for you. And join us next month as we will have another sales meeting to encourage and help you grow your real estate businesses, take them to the next level. As always, I hope you go out and make it a great day. And if you have a suggestion for a topic or a sales meeting, please feel free to send that to me at john@businesstechguy.com. Hey, thanks again for watching the meeting. I hope you have a wonderful day.